Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors, and it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait, don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
10 U.S. states where you can still afford to buy a home if you earn less than $75,000.
Yeah, that was a great post I thought y'all had. And I know things are getting tighter. Yeah, let's go through them.
Mississippi, $63,000. And this is how much you actually could make and still actually be able to afford a home.
Yeah.
So, let's go through this list, shall we? 63,000 in Mississippi, Ohio, 64,000, Arkansas, 64,000,
mm-hmm.
Indiana, 65,000.
Shout out to Indiana.
Kentucky, 65,000. Iowa, 65,000.
Mm-hmm.
Oklahoma, 65,000. Michigan, 66,000.
Mm-hmm.
Missouri, 66,000. And Louisiana, 67,000. So, those are
that's incredible
states where you can still afford to buy a home
mm-hmm.
if you earn less than 75,000. So there's two ways to look at this. It's majority of people in America don't live in those states, right? Mm-hmm. So the average black person, I believe, makes $50,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's saying that the average person is can't buy a home. Doesn't make enough through the data and the numbers. The average person does not make enough money to buy a home, right? That's one glaring statistic right there, right?
Yeah.
And then the other thing is when you look at these states like Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, these are pretty much Republican-led states with very poor, like these are some of the poorest states in the country, right?
Yeah.
With very rural populations. They have some cities like Louisiana, obviously has New Orleans and stuff like that. But as far as opportunity, right? There's probably not a tremendous opportunity to scale in Mississippi. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Jackson, Mississippi, and
Mississippi.
Shout out to all the good folks out there. But just saying, right? So Indiana, your state's on here.
Yep.
And we also have Michigan. Michigan's a little surprising because
I was gonna say that.
Michigan actually has Detroit, mm-hmm. but Detroit has had some issues. But they're kind of rebuilding themselves. But
yeah.
That's
Kalamazoo, Ann Arbor, yeah.
That's the biggest thing. Yeah. So, all right, so what's your thoughts on this list?
I think one thing that people could be open to doing, well, I think the bigger question is what can people do to make more income? Watch EYL, watch Market Mondays, come to InvestFest. But I think an arbitrage move could be is if you're living in maybe Austin or Texas or Dallas, move to one of those places, maybe invest in real estate. I'm not a real estate expert, but some of these states you should be looking to potentially invest in for sure. But I would live in another state where it's cheaper to live. And then I would run an online business from there and arbitrage the difference. So like if you've been living in California the last 4 years, it may be an adjustment to move to Michigan or Ohio or Indiana. But if you have a business that is global or at least, running statewide, you can run your business from there to be able to offset things. I think for the first time in history, first time in like 200 years, we're going back to a more entrepreneurial driven economy for consistency. And you have to find ways to move. Like even when I first moved to Houston from Colorado, the cost of living was really cheap. Once I found out no state income tax, it was super affordable. Price has been driven up. So I know old boy messed up the housing market in Ohio, but maybe somebody can go to Arkansas or Indiana, start to invest there and run businesses from there. And I will say, even in these places where it's not most popular, there's a lot of opportunity there. Even in cities, there's an overbought, and I normally don't like RSI, but there's an overbought and oversold opportunity based on cities and countries. This is why, Viva La Raza, and shout out to everybody in Mexico, Corazon de Mexico, right? They're making their move to Ghana. You have to constantly search for what an opportunity is. And that's where it's like playing basketball. Like if my shot on the right hand side ain't working and I'm getting all my shots off the block, man, why not just go to the block? So if I had a business and I'm coming to InvestFest, I would link with everybody from my state that can then potentially become your customer list or real estate investor list. I will go back home and I will find ways to make impact there. And you can do the same thing. Go meet with the mayor, go meet with the city council, go meet with all the teachers, go meet with all the parents, the AU coaches, help them in some particular way. And you can build an empire. Like when I first started getting into investing and trading, I was out of Colorado Springs. I moved to Pueblo, West Colorado. So my Kanye thing, I'm going to Hawaii and just put myself in a bunker and got this down. Like there's a lot of arbitrage being in a smaller city and then executing to the world. But what do you guys think?
Yeah.
You guys have done it in your city from where you're from.
Yeah. Another thing is I'm always against people that the mindset. I don't say people. I'm against the mindset of one. This goes back to the middle class mindset. I haven't done one of my monologues in a while, but when we did the middle class mindset monologue, and I was kind of explaining that, and this kind of plays into that middle class mindset monologue where I've heard people say it before, like, you know, they move to different states because the cost of living is cheaper, mm-hmm. right? No, that's a factor, but my mentality has always been, how do I make more money so I can live in a state that I want to, right? If you want to move to, you know, Roanoke, Virginia, because you just like it there, then more power to you.
Yeah.
But I don't want to have to move to San Antonio, Texas, just because.
Don't do the Charles Barkley.
It's happening in San Antonio.
Well, I'm picking a place that I don't think we have tremendous viewership in San Antonio, but shout out to San Antonio. Nothing against San Antonio. But yeah. I'm just saying, you know, I don't want to have to move to a place that I don't want to live.
Yeah.
Because I just think that it's a cheaper financially
cost of living.
Me, right. I want to figure out how to make more money.
Yep.
So I can live comfortably where I want to live.
Yeah.
So that's a mindset shift, right? I think that's one thing that I think we got to kind of reprogram everything. Because like I said, you hear that all the time. Well, I'm moving down here, it's cheaper. I'm going to go here, it's cheaper. I'm going to leave here, it's too expensive here.
Yeah,
I understand that. And there's nothing wrong with that. But the other part of that is just as much energy as you're putting to leave a situation because it's too expensive, you should put more energy into figuring out how you can better your situation, earn more money to be comfortable in any situation, in any city that you're in, right? And then if you do take that to a cheaper place, then now you'll be even better off as opposed to trying to transfer jobs and get a cheaper...
Oh, applying for a job is like... I'm gonna tell you, harder than entrepreneurship. Like when I hear my friends, like, well, I've been applying for 3 months and 8 months and can't, I'm like, you could have built a funnel and put out the content and help people. So I agree with that 1,000%. But like going off all the episodes we've done and that you guys have done, what are like three quick tips, Mike, clip this up, for ways people can make more money in 2024?
Oh, let me just like give my thoughts on it. I'm just thinking about that, right? Like if you're making under 75,000, granted, right? Some people are doing that for sure. How are we buying a home? Like, how are you even affording to put a down payment on that? Are you using it? Like,
and most of these states, they have, I know Indiana, they
payment
have
like a program. You'd have to take into account that you have no other debt. So like what type of monthly payment is this going to be? Interest rates are at 7%. They haven't gone down for the past year. So like I don't care what state you're in, with that amount, it's going to be tough, man. This might be one of those situations where we're actually suggesting like, hey, this is might be better. If you're making that amount, it might be better for you to rent until you actually are in a better financial position to actually, if you want to buy a home.
Yeah.
Because this is going to put you in.
I think the reason why they put that list together is because you can't afford to buy a home. So when you look in a place like Mississippi, right, you could probably buy a home.
I get that you
can have a $500 payment.
Your mortgage is like $400 a month.
I get it. You could buy it, but if you're at that amount of money, let's say you're making $50,000, should you be buying that home?
Yeah, why not? If you could, that's what I'm saying. It's all relative, right? Like if I can afford to buy the home,
yeah, it didn't know percentage of our income.
I have $20,000 saved, and I can afford to put $400 a month into the mortgage. Why not? Why not? If it's not financially, if it's not going to kill you, that's why they put those states, right? Because it's like those states would allow you, if other things are considered, they would allow somebody in that range to afford to buy a home.
Yeah. And just my investing brain, I talked about this on Saturday on the Stock Club call. You guys can join eninvest.com. Let me ask you guys this. If you can have a call or put on Los Angeles as a city, which one would you pick?
Say it again?
LA, a call or put on Los Angeles. You know, LA is one of my favorite cities in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as living places,
I watch Hollywood Hove. I love it out there.
I could probably live in four places in America: New York, Atlanta,
Miami,
LA, and LA. But LA has tremendous problems.
Precipitous,
for sure. So I would say, it's difficult because the first thing will be to put a put on it, because the homeless population, the increased levels of taxes, so many, that's why so many billionaires are leaving California, the whole state of California, right? Just the state income tax is just, it's so much. You got to deal with the crime issues, break-ins.
The mansion tax thing I was reading about.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Now, you talking long-term or short-term, Ian?
Long-term. Well, let's say three years.
But on the other side of that is that LA is like New York. It's extremely resistant. Hollywood is still there, right? They still have a variety of different things that's in their favor.
Could we make the, not to cut you off, I'm not doing a day, because I'm still traumatized from being cut off and seeing you be cut off. Is Hollywood slowly dying? Like, New York has a bunch of major industries, shipping, ports, investing industry, like real businesses that are needed, right? I would argue majority of the value of the GDP in the United States, maybe 50% of that comes from the value of New York real estate, right? I don't think California has that. Like, when Rogan left and took all them comedians and podcasters, and then you have the fallout from Weinstein, we're seeing, and this is from an investing standpoint, this is how I want everyone to think. Like, is the value of something underpriced or overpriced? I think right now, now let's take California as a whole. Mm-hmm. San Fran's in trouble, San Bernardino Valley. Like, it's tough. But so I would look at it and say, in these list of 10 cities, go look at what the prospects are for upward mobility over the next 4 or 5 years and find a way. And if you go look deep enough, you can find the futures data on cities.
I think L.A. still appreciates over time. And okay. I think that in order for something to be replaced, there has to be a replacement. So you're right, as far as even how content is produced is changing. And we're seeing people, you know, 50 Cent has a whole operation in Shreveport, Louisiana, right?
Yep.
But there's still, LA is still the hub of entertainment. Mm-hmm. It's still the hub of entertainment. So unless another city takes it, from, and I don't know what city that would be.
What city could that be? Maybe Miami, maybe. Because if Miami gets media, Miami, and crypto.
Miami's trying to take over New York as far as the financial of America. They have
18,000 millionaires moved in a year and a half.
No, they have a legitimate chance to do that over the course of the next 15 years.
Yeah.
I don't think Miami is focused on entertainment in the same way. If it was focused on entertainment, then they probably could. But I think their focus is on business.
Yeah. What about Austin?
No.
Nope.
No. I like when you said that, I thought about one of the issues, LA, but California in general, high estate tax, right? And so when you're talking about that from a standpoint of entertainment, even from the production side to down to the actors and actresses, the amount of money that you lose just from being a worker in that state is detrimental.
That's insane, man.
But LA specifically, and it's around the counties, when you talk about commercial real estate, it's some of the highest in the world. I mean, residential real estate, not commercial.
It is.
Residential, you have some of the highest home values in the entire, definitely in the country, but in the world. Mm-hmm. So if it's a short term, just going back to that, the short term, I put a call on it. I think it continue to appreciate, especially if it's a short term. If we're talking the next 3 years, I definitely put it on. But it'd be an interesting proposition. I know when we asked that question years ago, we're like, can Atlanta be the next hub for entertainment?
Yeah.
When we saw what Tyler Perry's doing inside of Atlanta with his studio, it would take a concerted effort from the four majors to say, all right, the tax is too much. This isn't profitable anymore. Yeah. Where can we go and where can we get the biggest bang for our buck? I don't know if that doesn't happen in the next 3 years, but eventually could it? There's a chance.
Yeah. Just seeing how many residents are leaving. And for everyone listening or watching, these are the kind of scenarios I need you to paint. Is everything a long-term buy or is it dropping? So like Chicago, interesting proposition. New York, of course, has rebounded, but Virginia or South Carolina?
I would say this as far as my, and I'm not Don Peebles, so, you know, it's just my opinion, but New York long-term has problems, long-term. This weather thing, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but this,
the rain is out there. It's crazy.
We had the fifth rainiest March in the history of New York.
It rains every day. The weather has changed. The weather has changed. Whether you want to say it's global warming or whether you want to say it's cloud poaching done by
Harp. Oh, blackout.
Cloud harvesting people.
Cloud feeding, yeah.
I don't care.
Cloud harvest.
Whatever you want to say, there's no denying that the weather is changing.
Yeah.
Right. And it's not changing for good. But we're turning to Seattle out here.
Yeah.
That's concerning. Miami is on the rise.
Yeah.
Miami has issues too related to weather. They might not even have a city in 20 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
But for now, there's no place like Miami right now as far as the upward mobility, as far as all of the energy is moving to Miami. When you see people like Jeff Bezos, when you see all these billionaires moving to a certain location, it's not by accident and it's not for no reason. Yeah, it's no state income tax, but let's just be honest. Those guys, state income tax don't like... you're the richest person in the world, state income tax is not going to make or break your day.
Yeah.
It's the quality of life, right? It's to actually live in a place that has 280 days of sunshine. You got the ocean. You got so many different things in your
thriving business community. Like,
and then you mix the no state income tax. Then you mix the crypto. Then you mix all of the business. And then all of the major Wall Street firms are moving to at least have a headquarter in Brickell in downtown Miami. And they are positioning Miami to be the financial capital of the United States of America.
Yep.
That may sound crazy because New York has always looked at as financial capital, but New York is going to have a strong, if New York loses the financial capital, they're done. New York is done.
Yeah.
New York is over. It's over. Mark my words. This might not happen for a long time, but if Miami overtakes New York as the financial hub, because that's the only reason why people even staying in New York anyway.
Yeah.
If they lose the financial capital, real estate in New York will go down. New York will be in serious trouble. It's not like we have good. It's not like we have good weather.
Yeah. Right?
It's not like we have room. It's not like we have a variety of other things that other places have. So New York's in trouble.
We have,
we got millions of square foot of office space that is vacant.
That has not been touched. Yeah,
we still got the New York Stock Exchange and Wall Street.
Interesting history lesson. The first exchange was in Philadelphia.
Yeah,
and I know it's been there for a while, but
most people think that those are like New York Stock Exchange is the only exchange in the country. Because it's all that ever gets talked about, but there's plenty. There's more exchanges throughout the United States.
One in Chicago, and also just to be very real, tell me what you guys think. We saw IPO happen. That floor wasn't crowded how it used to be eight years ago.
The stock exchange thing is it doesn't mean anything anymore, right? NASDAQ, it doesn't even happen. NASDAQ could be anywhere. It's all electronic. Yeah. So we're moving more to AI electronic. Anyway, like you said, like back in the days, you physically had to be there.
With paper trades and paper tickets,
Yugoslavia and making a trade. So they probably will. I don't see the Wall Street actually physically moving this location. But when I'm saying the financial capital of the world, I'm talking about as far as all of the major firms not having their physical locations and not having their base, not being based in New York. You could still be based in Miami and still be running operations out of New York Stock Exchange or NASDAQ. So.
Yeah, last time I went there, 11:30, you could hear a pin drop on the floor.
Yeah, we talked about the wealthiest people. This is why Elon, when Tesla was housed inside of California, said this doesn't even make sense. Why are we paying this extra 13% when we could just go to Texas
and
have the same operation and run this even more efficiently?
Yeah.
It's also not the tax thing, it's a political thing as well. So when you're looking at California, they got strong unions. That's one of the real reasons why Elon left, is because he was in a fight with the unions, and the Democratic state, California, has always leaned towards the unions. It's a lot less business friendly. So when you go to states like Texas, and now you're coming with leverage, now you can pretty much write your own playbook, right? Because now they're welcoming you. That they're gonna bring in $1 billion to the economy. So and they're moving to these Republican states. It's less regulation on business. It's less union friendly. It's a variety of other things. So the taxes are a part of it, but it's not I feel like the taxes is something that the media kind of always talks about. Yeah. Some people know about the taxes, but there's so many other things that go into play here that people don't realize, right? And one of it is the political landscape.
Political, yeah.
Of course that plays a role, but you're talking about a company who's trying to figure out its valuation, trying to figure out how it's going to generate revenue. You see it's cutting jobs. You see that production.
Yeah, and if inflation goes up, yeah, that number will matter.
That has to be at the forefront of, like, all right, some of these decisions we got to make, especially if we're trying to build new facilities and new factories and have new innovation.
Yeah.
The cost of labor, and that, I mean, all of it ties into it.
And the cost of capital is higher, too.
Yeah.
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 Shout out to all the California residents.
All right. Well, we'll monitor the situation. You guys put in chat which states you're most bullish on as far as
out of those 10.
But I'll tell you this.
Wait, out of those 10?
Just in life.
Yeah, out of those 10.
Take one of the 10. Which one are you most bullish on?
I'm not bullish on any of those states.
None of them.
No. Okay. But I will
say, now let's shout out Gary, Indiana. Dame, just come on.
Shout out to Dame. We're gonna tap into, he's been talking about this situation that's happening on the correctional facility. And he actually called me yesterday. He said we need to raise awareness to it. But yeah. Okay, out of these states, maybe Michigan. Shout out to Earl Harper. He's a good guy.
I think that would, yeah. Anyway, which one of those 10?
Indiana.
You got it. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I ain't looking at no data. Shout out to Gary. Shout out to Maryville, Terre Haute, Indianapolis, Bloomington.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I would go. I mean, even seeing Michigan on it was surprising, but I'd probably go with there just because of, I mean, it has Detroit inside there, and we know the potential that could happen in Detroit. We know the infrastructure that's there. We know Dan Gilbert, what he's doing to the downtown and the renovation of that, the amount of people that are in that city.
But yeah, look,
if I had to choose out of the 10, that would be the
one. It's a reason why these cities are like Missouri, St. Louis. They just posted. They sold a building for $3 million.
Yeah, I saw that.
Sold for over $200 million 15 years ago. So it's nothing personal against anybody that lives in these states, but they have issues, right? And I don't necessarily know how Arkansas. I'll say, if you take Walmart, what does Arkansas have? John Calipari and Walmart. That's what they have. So it's like, it's one of these things where, look, you can't fight against the tide. Florida has it right now. Florida, that's where it's at right now. Texas has some good things that's happening in Texas,
mm-hmm.
for sure. Houston, Dallas.
Austin, Dallas, the Holy Trinity. Yeah.
Texas is up there. Don't look, what I'm saying is, like, invest in winners. Like how Ian always says, like, you invest in Apple and Microsoft because they're winning, right? You can't go down the list and try to invest in a 10th ranked, you know, biotech company because you think it has potential because it's cheap. Florida.
As a state,
but Miami specifically.
Okay.
Florida, but I like mid-Florida too. I think Florida has a lot of potential. I used to live in Florida.
A lot of potential.
So Tampa Bay, Orlando,
Tampa Bay popping, yo.
Even Jacksonville. We went to Jacksonville. That was a nice city.
That was nice.
They got, Florida has advantages. Florida, Texas, Georgia, specifically Atlanta. They still have some things that's going on there. That's very, very upward mobility. I think Atlanta's going to keep going up for a while. So Georgia, Florida, Texas.
Skate to where the puck is going to be. Also, if a hedge fund or bank moves there, or a big, let's say, Fortune 30 company moves to one of those states in the 10, keep your eyes open.
What about Arizona?
Arizona.
There's a migration of people, especially that have come from
California.
From the California region. Obviously, Mexico.
Yeah,
going Arizona. Opportunities.
Arizona, there's energy around Las Vegas.
Yeah. We've seen infrastructure go to that to that state. We already spoke about the, so
Arizona was on that top 10 list.
No, he just,
oh, okay. I'm like, it's pricey in Arizona,
and then it's Ghana, UAE. Now you gotta go out the country.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.